If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is Wednesday at 11, and that means it's time for me, Yolandi Becker, with Bump and Beyond. And as always, we're chatting parenting, the wonderful long journey of parenting. It's really, I love it. I was like, yesterday, my daughter again reminded me, because I'm, yeah, sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves as parents. And I'm this by far the strict parent. My husband is also good. It's not that he's like blasé about, but if you would ask my kids, he's for sure the fun one and I'm the strict one. And sometimes it kind of, when you're that, the bad guy or whatever you want to call it, you could kind of get a little bit into your head about this whole situation of, oh, I'm the bad guy and it's not so great and I hate being the bad guy. I wish I could be the fun parent, because I'm actually like a really fun person, I feel. Anyway, and then my daughter reminded me yesterday, and then I'm like, because I was like also like, I don't know what I said, but I mean, she's also 11. And then I said something probably in the lines of like, you know, maybe I should also be the fun parent a little bit. And then she said to me, in the end, you have to remember, and I mean, this is an 11-year-old, that we all have our role in this family. And your role is to take care of us. And that was so nice. That made me feel so much better and so happy and so proud as well. I mean, that she can be so, that perceptive as well about what I needed to hear, I guess, as well. And it was just so beautiful. So you might not always be the fun parent, but you are the one who takes care of them. And eventually they will notice, apparently. So hang in there. It might not happen when you have a three-year-old. But at least then you get endless kisses and hugs, which is not happening with me all the time anymore, especially not in public. I'm not allowed there. So today's show, I just wanted to share that with them to remind you of the long game of parenting. So today's show specifically, obviously, as I said, we're talking parenting. I remember when I was full on pregnant with Oscar, and with both of them. Oh, first of all, if you're like at the end of the pregnancy, you're so exceptionally hot. And Oscar was born in September and Emmy was born in December. And I don't think I've ever let go of that body heat. I'm still hot. Maybe it's called premenopause. Who knows? But in the end of the day, I can remember how very distinctly how hot I was the whole time and how uncomfortable I was at the end of the pregnancy. And the only thing that made me seem a little bit, I don't know, the word I would use is buoyant or normal, was either lying in the pool or lying in the bathtub. The water, and I can remember the amount of time I spent in the bath just relaxing or feeling buoyant and not so heavy and so whatever. And that kind of segues into our topic today, is because I do want to talk about that, because there is science behind actually the impact of water on us and what it can play with us. And I'm now talking only about that relaxing feeling it can have. Obviously, there's also lots of benefits on exercise and those type of things that it can also have on you. So to help me talk about this topic today is the owner of the brand new Lumi Float. It's a baby spa. You guys must have seen this. I feel like you can, it's not a lot of them, but you must have noticed the content, these baby spas popping up. And then we're always thinking like, what do they do? I mean, I don't know if they even call it a baby spa, Suzanne and them, but it is like this idea of babies going to a spa or whatever. It seems so silly. But the whole idea behind it is actually hydrotherapy. It's not really a spa treatment, I think. But again, I'm not the expert in this field. I will ask that. My guest today is Suzanne de Beer. Hello, Suzanne. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. I'm good, thank you. And thank you so much for having me today. It's always nice to see you.
Is it a spa experience for the baby?
We want to create that image because it's fun, it's relaxing, and combined with the infant massage, of course, it's a spa experience.
Yeah. And I mean, it really is. I went to actually go look at Lumi Float. That's the name of their spa here in Pretoria. And I mean, honestly, I could just sit there. It was so nice and relaxing and calming and beautiful. So in all honesty, I can see that the spa-like experience is there and it is beautiful. As always, though, I do want you as my listener to be part of this conversation. So if you think, I mean, even any comment, have you ever been to a baby spa? Let's have that as the question. Have you ever been to a baby spa and what was your experience? Please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 and let us know, what was your experience like? No, I will never go to such a nonsense thing that sounds like a bunch of crap. That can also be your answer. It's not. You're going to find out it's not. But share your experience and how it was for you. And if you haven't been and you're interested, let us know as well. Please, on 061-895-1019. And let me know what your experience has been like at a baby spa or float spa or whatever, or hydro spa. So, Suzanne, for those of us who have, well, I have now heard of it, of course, for quite some time, but for those who've never heard of what is exactly is hydrotherapy?
Okay, so baby hydrotherapy is a gentle water-based activity, especially designed for babies. So it is performed in a warm, controlled spa environment where the babies float in the water. With the support of specially designed flotation devices, or we call them floaties. So then the buoyancy of the water allows the baby to move freely, which is something they can't always do on land due to gravity. So it's both therapeutic and fun, combining developmental benefits with the relaxation.
Mm. And I mean, it really is, like you said, that they're floating in that. I mean, if you also just, I mean, there's lots of things and we're going to get into it, but I mean, babies are often in a bundle, especially small babies, yes. Are often in a little bundle because they were obviously in your womb for quite some time. And then this water then helps, like you say, uninhibited, helps them to stretch out a little bit and move around in a way, yes, that they can't normally do. And I mean, even just that, and how, I mean, it's a nice bonding experience as well, I feel, for moms. We didn't have that. I did, like, but it was also, this is not the same as swimming lessons, right? Because I did take my kids to go get swimming lessons already from very young. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say they were 6 months.
Yes. Yeah, so it's not swimming lessons, but it is a good introduction for babies to the swim lesson environment. And just to make them used to the water environment outside of the house and bath routines.
No. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bumper Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And we are talking hydrotherapy. As always, I do want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have any experience with going to a baby spa, please do send us a message on 061-895-1019. I would love to hear your comments on this.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you're on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're talking about the benefits of hydrotherapy for your baby. I think there's lots of benefits for all people when it comes to swimming and being in a pool, and I've mentioned that before. But talking with me today about hydrotherapy, especially for babies, is the owner of LumiFloat, Suzanne de Beer. Suzanne, so what are some of the benefits of hydrotherapy for babies?
Okay, so this list can get quite long, so let's break them up. So first of all, it supports muscle strength, coordination, balance, and flexibility. So with muscle development, if you move your arms or your legs around in the water, the resistance makes it actually a bit more complicated than moving it around outside of the water. So this is great for muscle strength. Then the vestibular system, body awareness, both of which is essential for crawling, walking, and general movements for babies. And then on top of the physical benefits, water play encourages sensory exploration and can support cognitive and emotional development. And then on top of that, it aids in digestion, it can relieve colic, and a big, big, big bonus is that it improves sleep in babies.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely, I know that I've also even referred parents to, and I mean, again, the resistance of it. And I know that from even for adults, if you're swimming or if you're in water, if you're moving, that little bit of resistance does help with the muscle movement. And now, again, if you're thinking about a baby floating there, straightening out a little bit, it does help, obviously, like strengthening that spine, which is necessary to be able to sit. Or first to hold up the head, then to sit, then to crawl. So it is really beautiful. We've got a message here from a guest. Of course, like I mentioned, I would love to hear if you have experience of going to a baby spa. Please do share with us. Or if you've never heard of that, please also share that with us. And if you're quite interested, you can send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Be part of our conversation. Share with moms what needs to happen. I'm not the only be all and end all, even though I do like the sound of my own voice. Mom shared, yeah, we have taken our baby to the baby spa in Lingsfield. Can honestly say she absolutely loves it. An added benefit is that she eats and sleeps really well after the baby spa. See, Suzanne was also mentioning that benefit. And you can just imagine it's nice, like on the digestive system and with cramps. But again, lots of the problems when it comes to cramping and things like that and reflux and all those things and struggling to burp often is associated with the fact that baby is, their anatomy is very squished up when they're small.
Yes.
So elongating the spine helps with that. So you can just imagine that that's going to have a very big benefit for them once that thing is like a little bit elongated. But on that note as well, because I mentioned to you, I took my children to swimming from about 6 months. And that's different though. I do know. I've seen the babies floating around there by you. It's not the same thing. Also, I had to get into the pool with my baby. And by you, I didn't have to do that. So I wish I did that rather than going. At what age can you start with going to a baby spa? And until when can you do it?
Okay, so the floaties we use can support babies from 2.2 kilograms, but we only start doing sessions with babies from around 2 to 3 weeks of age once the umbilical cord stump has fallen off. And then the sessions are typically 15 to 25 minutes long, depending on the baby's age and tolerance. And then babies can do hydrotherapy up to about the age of 18 months. It all depends on how big and how active the baby is. We had a two-year-old in one of our tubs the other day, and he loved it. He was crying when we took him out. But it gets too small, and they get too active for the space in which we do the sessions.
Yeah. I mean, it might be fun for that two-year-old because it's water, but I mean, I do think they're probably more standing there.
Yeah,
and then the benefit of the floating obviously kind of falls away because they're not so buoyant anymore. But I mean,
no.
I think, and again, that for me is that this mom now added the benefit, obviously, of the better sleep and the digestion that it can also have an impact on. But for me also, things like that is a wonderful bonding opportunity.
Definitely.
As for mom and parents, or for dad also to come as well. It's not just mom and baby, it's also dads can obviously be part of the session. So I think in that sense, if it's 2-year-old, it's also a fun thing to do for
them. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a space for mom to get out of the house and just go do something with their baby.
Yeah. So we have to talk about those fringe benefits as well. Because if we're talking a 2 to 3 week old baby, that's in the depths of it. That is, then it's nice to be able to get out into a safe space. And again, your space is so beautiful. Honestly, I would just go there to breastfeed and then go.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice. But again, now we said, obviously that it does benefit sleep in a lot of way, but I've even seen pictures, and I've not experienced that personally, but I've seen pictures of babies that even fall asleep while they're doing it. So how does the experience support, like the motor skills and the sleep patterns? How does that help?
Okay, so the gentle resistance of the hydrotherapy helps them to control their limbs. And then the warm water and the rhythmic movements that is created by the water has a calming effect on the baby, similar to that what they have in the womb. So this lowers the stress hormones in the baby. And then, yeah, like the other mom said as well, many parents notice that their baby sleep more for longer times at a session. And yes, it's just the warm water. If you lie in a jacuzzi for 2 to 3 hours, how do you feel afterwards?
So, lie in a jacuzzi for 2 to 3 hours. That just doesn't sound right. Maybe 15 to 20 minutes or 45 minutes. Oh, 2 to 3 hours. Your skin is going to look horrible.
You're going to look like a granny.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. We're talking hydrotherapy and the wonderful benefits of taking your baby to one of these baby spas. My guest today is Suzanne De Beer. She's the owner of Lumi Float, which is a beautiful new baby spa here in Pretoria. I mean, Suzanne has been part of the baby industry for a very long time. It's got a beautiful, lots of beautiful things that they do. But today specifically, we're talking about hydrotherapy. If you have any comments about floating around and taking your baby to a spa, or if you have questions as well, please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Yes, I did say that. We would love to hear your comments about this. Also, if you've only just joined me, don't worry. This podcast will be available, or this show will be available as a podcast afterwards for you to listen to on hivefm.com. This and all of my shows are available as a podcast on hivefm.com. So, Suzanne, we're talking about the benefits, and I mean, it helps with sleep and all sorts of things, but walk us a little bit through. I mean, for me now, I've never taken my baby to a baby spa. So what is this session? Because you mentioned now with smaller babies and the tolerance that babies can take, you know, it depends on how long they can tolerate it. But what does a normal session look like? I come there with my baby, now what?
Okay, so when the parents arrive, we just take a few minutes to fill out a few forms. Just for me to get info on the baby's health, history, the mood, and any special considerations that I must take to mind. Then I just check the water, if the temperature is correct. So we keep the water at about 34 to 36 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, sounds and then, like a jacuzzi.
Yes, exactly. And then we let the parents undress the babies and put a swim nappy and a nappy cover on. And we provide those at Lumi Flat. We then weigh the baby to just make sure that we use the correct floaty on the specific baby, because on the neck floaties, we have two different sizes for different weights of babies. And then, once the baby is weighed, we gently fit a clean and well-sized floaty to the baby, and the baby is then placed in the water for gentle floating, kicking, and exploring. And that is basically what a session for the hydrotherapy looks like. And then if parents want to, we do an infant massage instruction session afterwards that lasts about 10 minutes, just to finish off the session and relax the baby even more.
Oh, that sounds like I want to come for a floating session. I think I could do with that. That sounds like a really wonderful thing. But on the note, I think for me, and I mean, that was even for me in the beginning when I saw these pictures of babies floating around and whatever. One of the things for me was that funny looking flotation device where they almost look like, I don't know, it is a weird, that floaty, yes, as you called it. I think lots of moms are concerned about that it's like, hey, my baby is being choked to death with this giant floating device. I'm saying it in that way because lots of parents do have this perception of it.
Definitely.
And they're concerned about it, but there is nothing to worry about, right?
No, definitely not. So sometimes, especially with the neck floaties, we get a lot of misleading comments like, oh, my goodness, the babies are hanging by their necks. Or like you said, the baby is being choked. But I promise you, this is not the case. Remember, if a baby is submerged underwater up to their shoulders, the buoyancy of the water is making them 90% weightless. So the baby's chin and the occipital bone, that's the back flat, big bone at the back of the head, basically just rest on the floaty while allowing the rest of the body to move freely. It just keeps the airway safely above the water and ensure that they can enjoy the sensation of the floating without any strain. So the floaty we use are made from soft, baby-safe materials, and they are carefully fitted for each child, the size of each child.
Yeah. And I mean, it really, it looks a little bit strange, but they really take care. And I think also even the technology and how it's changed over time is also, people are thinking about these things.
Definitely.
and wanting to make the experience wonderful for your child while still getting the benefits of the hydrotherapy and moving around. You also mentioned that it's clean the water, I assume, is also clean. How do you guys ensure that the water is safe and hygienic for babies?
Yes, so we maintain a strict hygienic protocols at LumiFloat. The water is filtered and treated with the ozone system that is in the tubs that we use. We test the water regularly to make sure that it meets baby safe standards. And then our tubs are cleaned every day. We use no harsh chemicals that could irritate sensitive skins in babies. And then also the floating devices, as I said, and the toys are sanitized. Tiles are washed after every session. And then we change the water on a daily basis. We don't let water stand overnight and use it the next day. So, yes, we also keep the temperature consistent to make sure there's nothing brewing in there.
That really is, because that's what now actually something that I was wondering about is like, do you then put chlorine in the water? Because like a jacuzzi now, I was thinking jacuzzi. But obviously it's not. So you're clearing out the water every day. And it's beautiful. Again, you should go check out LumiFloat, their page, and how beautiful the thing is. And also how cool the tubs are. That I also have to say. Because you can also, it's got like this little window at the front of it. And you can also look at the baby. So it's a very cool little setup. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. Share with us in your comments, please, about what your experience has been like at a baby spa, if you've been, or if you have any comments or questions about it, maybe you're interested in it. I would love to hear You can send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. But there's, like, I mean, we've talked now about the myths, about the floaties. Any other myths that you know about that people are often concerned about when it comes to hydrotherapy that you might want to eliminate so that people don't worry about it?
Yes, I think some parents also are stressed about their baby swallowing too much water or water getting into their ears. But yeah, like I said, the floaties are used to keep the whole head above the water. So yeah, apart from that, I think the biggest myth is the one we have discussed, and that is that the floaties choke the babies. But
yeah, and I mean, it really is. And I mean, it does look, but again, it looks a little bit funny, but if you really look at these videos as well, all these babies are always so chill when they're in the water and whatever. You can't think that it's weird when they're just, all the babies like that. Or do you get also babies that start screaming?
I've had two babies who didn't like it. Out of all of them, only two. And then what we did was we also have chest floaties. Yeah. So that's where the floaties not around the neck. So we fit the floaties around the chest, and their arms are free to move on top of the water.
Yeah.
So we have little floating balls in the water as well. So I think with the babies crying, they just want to play with the balls in the water, and they just want to feel more free.
Yeah.
Not underneath the floaty, but on top of the floaty.
See, they do make exceptions, and they do help with your babies. Yes, they wouldn't just help you to cry there.
Yeah, and then also, we also had one baby who was thirsty after like 5 minutes. She was happy to go into the water, and then after 5 minutes, she started crying, and the mommy said, but she thinks it's feeding time now. So we just took her out, mommy fed her, and we put her back in the water, and she floated for 15 minutes. So it's also just important to take care of their immediate needs before continuing with the session.
It's lots of exercise, so you might work up an appetite while you're
definitely no. They say the hydrotherapy is like a full body workout for a baby because it works all the muscles.
And it is good. And I mean, again, they need to be able to hold up their head, and they need to be able to roll, to be able to sit, and all those things. Yeah. So this is really like working those muscles. It's like tummy time in the water.
Exactly.
It's like, I would say, because it's even more effective, I feel, than tummy time. But more on this just now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we're talking about hydrotherapy and the benefits that you can enjoy when taking your baby to one of these baby spas that you must have seen. If you're in the parenting world, you must have seen one of these places pop up. I feel like it's not an uncommon occurrence. And when you see these videos of the babies floating around, you might have questions. Can I do it? Should I do it? What's it going to help with? And today, helping me talk about it is the owner of LumiFloat, Suzanne de Beer. The wonderful benefits we've talked about. And if you've missed the show, don't despair. This will be available as a podcast on Chai FM afterwards for you to go listen to. But if you have any other questions or comments you want to share, please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Your time is running out to comment on this, so you better get going. On that note, though, like I mentioned, all of my shows are available on a podcast, and you can go listen to them. We've covered so many different topics. So if you have a specific topic that I have not covered or you want me to cover again or talk about, please do send me an email on yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za. Yolandi with a J, J-O-L-A-N-D-I. I'm also on Instagram, where you can go follow me. I don't share anything about parenting on my Instagram page, only about running. So just on that note, but you are allowed to send me a DM on Yolandi Becker. I am on Instagram. I would love to hear if you've got specific topics. But, of course, you can also send an email to HiFM on info@HiFM.com. Suzanne, my expert sharing with me today, we've talked a lot about hydrotherapy. And to be honest, again, great place to go to, Lumi Float. And also just the sound of it sounds amazing to me. But what – I mean, maybe someone is a little bit nervous to bring their child. What is something, how do you calm a nervous parent who is coming for the first time?
Okay, so overall, we maintain a relaxed, homey atmosphere at Lumi Float. I explain every step before and during the session, answer questions, and encourage the parents to stay close and interact with the baby. We are never rushed in a session. I provide extra time for any unplanned things to happen because with a baby, you can never plan. They get hungry, they get thirsty or tired just when it suits them. But their needs always come first. So once their needs are taken care of, we can continue the session. And then when baby is relaxed, mommy and daddy is relaxed and vice versa. So often, once the parents see that their baby is relaxed and curious, their own nerves just melt away.
Oh, I like that a lot. And again, the atmosphere there, really, I can attest to it. I can tell you it is really calming and wonderful to be there. Have you noticed, I mean, we've talked about the fringe benefits of this, about bonding with babies and during the sessions. Have you noticed changes in the bonding and with the, you know, the baby and parent interaction as a result of the sessions?
Yes, absolutely. The parents become more confident in handling their babies, actually. And just the way they enjoy looking at their babies enjoying this, it's just, I've had mommies cry and just tear up on how cute their babies are. Because as you said, with the little window in the tub, they can see the whole body of their baby. And then just if they come close to the bath and the baby see their face and their little face lights up, it's so cute. So definitely we've seen bonding happen between baby and parents.
I mean, it's also sometimes I think, and then again, we're talking here about small babies. And yes, I think sometimes also, especially if you're constantly alone with your baby at home and things like that, sometimes I think it can be overwhelming. And those feelings of overwhelming and just, yes, you know, I'm keeping someone else alive. It's a little bit a lot to get used to initially. And then it can be, like I said, a little bit daunting, that whole experience. And I think being in the safety of an environment where there's someone else as well, sometimes I think you can breathe a little bit and then be like, okay, now I notice it. So it is nice. Suzanne, it's been really wonderful having you. Before you go, please can you just let people know where they can find you?
Yes, of course. So we are situated at our village in Gasfontein. So that is a practice with a holistic group of therapists and a baby clinic where we are based. So that's in Pretoria East in Gasfontein. If they want the exact address, they are more than welcome to follow me on Instagram. Just go to Lumi Float, and or you can just visit our website, www.lumifloats.co.za. Yes, and all the details are on there.
Great. Thank you so much, Suzanne. It was great having you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Yolandi. You too. Bye.
Bye. On that note.